I'm in it for the long run, the minutes and the years. I'm in it for the long run, the hours and the days. I'm in it for the long run, the laughter and the tears. I'm in it for the long run, even though you're far away.
Well, hello there. This is Jim Rooney, and I am in it for the long run. Welcome back to this series of programs where we're taking a journey through my more than 60 years in the music world. The last time I was talking about the time I was in Massachusetts, back where I grew up, playing with Everett and Tennis Lilly, and also producing a wonderful artist there in Boston, John Lincoln Wright. I had a band called the Sour Mash Boys. And my friend David Gessner, who had worked for me at the Club 47, offered to pay for John's record, and he then asked me if I'd like to demo some of my own songs, and he would pay for that as well. It was a very generous offer, and so I did that with some wonderful musicians from the area, including Everett and Tennis Lilly. And the theme song in the background here, In It for the Long Run, is the result of that. And here is another song that is the result.
She was only the best. No need to set her and cry. Why don't you give your heart a rest? Why don't you learn how to say goodbye? She never lied, she told you the truth. She never told you that she loved you. So now you're feeling like a fool. You're going down so low in your blues. Oh, she was only the best. No need to set her and cry. Why don't you give your heart a rest? Why don't you learn how to say goodbye? It's just her eyes, her laugh, and her body that keep her on your mind. It's just her soul you see in the morning, dancing like a dream in your eyes. Yeah, she was only the best. No need to set her and cry. Why don't you give your heart a rest? Why don't you learn how to say goodbye? She got to go, she can't stay with you. She's finally found her home at last. You ought to know, you helped her find it. And soon you'll be part of her past. But she was only the best. No need to set her and cry. Why don't you give your heart a rest? Why don't you learn how to say goodbye? Why can't you learn how to say goodbye?
Well, that's my song, Only the Best. And in Nashville, the songwriters have a saying that it all begins with a song. And in my case, that was very true. I wrote that song one morning in my motorhome after my girlfriend Judy had told me that that was going to be it for us. And I wasn't too happy. I was pretty hungover. And I woke up in the morning and I wrote that song. And so I demoed it with all these wonderful musicians there in Boston. And like so many others, I put my tapes under my arm and I went down to Nashville. I went back. I'd been there, of course, in 1973 and 4 for a little bit. And I called up various people that I knew and to play them these tapes of mine. And one of them was my friend John Lomax III, part of that Lomax family. And John, at this point, was working for Jack Clement, the producer, songwriter, and he was in his office called Jack's Tracks. It was a studio that Jack had built on Music Row on 16th Avenue in Nashville. And so I went over there, and John put on these songs. And when he came to Only the Best, he said, "I think Cowboy would like that." That's what everybody in Nashville called Jack Clement, Cowboy. And I had seen Jack way back on the Hayloft Jamboree playing with Buzz Busby and Scotty Stoneman, quite a great little trio. They were on the Jamboree just before I was on it, and so I never met Jack at that time. And then he had produced Townes Van Zandt, and I had gone to Jack's Tracks once with Guy Clark and Susanna Clark, and I might have said hello to him. He might have said hello to me, but we really didn't meet. So Lomax said, "Well, I think Cowboy would like this." And I said, "Where is he?" And he said, "He's in the next room." And in came Jack Clement and put that song on, Only the Best, and he started waltzing around the room, put a glass of water on his head, and started singing along with the chorus in almost no time at all. And he played it again and again. And this is Jack Clement. He wrote Ballad of a Teenage Queen. "I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. Just a girl I used to know." He produced Whole Lot of Shaking Going On. He was a legend. He'd done all of Charlie Pride's records. And he liked my song. So this was a big red letter day for me. So I want to play you a few of those songs of Jack's, and just to remind everyone of what I was dealing with here and why I was just blown away that this man would even think about talking to me, no less like my song. Here's the Ballad of a Teenage Queen.
Dream on, dream on, teenage queen, prettiest girl we've ever seen.
There's a story in our town of the prettiest girl around. Golden hair and eyes of blue, how those eyes could flash at you.
How those eyes could flash at you.
Boys hung around her by the store, but she loved the boy next door who worked at the candy store.
Dream on, dream on, teenage queen, prettiest girl we've ever seen.
She was tops and all they said, it never once went to her head. She had everything it seemed, not a care this teenage queen.
Not a care this teenage queen.
Other boys could offer more, but she loved the boy next door, who worked at the candy store.
Dream on, dream on, teenage queen, you should be a movie queen.
He would marry her next spring, save his money, bought a ring. Then one day a movie scout came to town to take her out.
Came to town to take her out.
Hollywood could offer more, so she left the boy next door, working at the candy store.
Dream on, teenage queen, see you on the movie screen.
Very soon she was a star, pretty house and shining cars, swimming pool and a fence around. But she missed her old hometown.
But she missed her old hometown.
All the world was at her door, all except the boy next door, who worked at the candy store.
Dream on, teenage queen, saddest girl we've ever seen.
Then one day the teenage star sold her house and all her cars, gave up all her wealth and fame, left it all and caught a train.
Left it all and caught a train.
Do I have to tell you more? She came back to the boy next door who worked at the candy store.
Now the story has some more. You'll hear it all at the candy store.
Johnny Cash with Ballad of a Teenage Queen, written and produced by Jack Clement. After Jack left Boston, he was from Memphis originally, and he went back to Memphis, and he started playing and singing around there, and he also started recording people, and one of them was a fellow named Billy Lee Riley, and he brought that tape to Sam Phillips, who had Sun Records and was starting to really have some success, and Sam took a shine to Jack, and the next thing Jack knew, he was working for Sam Phillips, and that's how he got involved with Johnny Cash. Now, here's another song from that time. I guess I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way.
Well, you ask me if I'll forget my baby. I guess I will. Someday, I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. You ask me if I'll get along. I guess I will, some way. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. God gave me that girl to lean on, then he put me on my own. Heaven help me be a man. Stand alone. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. You ask me if I'll miss her kisses. I guess I will, every day. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. You ask me if I'll find another. I don't know, I can't say. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. God gave me that girl to lean on, then he put me on my own. Heaven help me be a man, have the strength to stand alone. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way.
There's a barbershop quartet on that record. One of Jack's sayings is, if you're not having fun, you're not doing your job right. And I can just hear a lot of fun in those records. You know, some people didn't like them. They didn't think they were serious enough for Johnny Cash or country music or whatever have you. But I just love them myself. They're kind of whimsical. And the lyrics are... have this nice feeling about them. They're not taking yourself too seriously. And here's another of Jack's songs, this time by George Jones. After Jack spent some time in Memphis, he moved to Beaumont, Texas. Now, that's another hotbed of music down there with people like George Jones, the Big Bopper. People like that, Moon Mulligan, were down there, and he started recording them. And this isn't a record he recorded, but the song is his, and it's George Jones, Just a Girl I Used to Know.
There's a picture that I carry, one we made some time ago. If they ask who's in the picture with me, I say just a girl I used to know. Just a girl I used to go around with, just a friend from long ago. I I say she's just another girl now,
just a flame that lost its glow.
And I say her name has slipped my mind now,
and she's just a girl I used to know.
Just a girl I used to spend some time with,
just a friend from long ago.
I don't talk
the great George Jones singing Jack Clement's song, Just a Girl I Used to Know. And I also love that song just because of its attitude. Your heart might be broken, but it's not going to kill you. And, of course, Jack made his mark as a record producer strongly. When he came to Nashville, Chet Atkins took a shine to Jack and was paying attention to what he was doing. When Jack was still in Beaumont, he would come up to Nashville and get a couple of rooms at the Capitol Inn, Motor Inn, and then invite people to come over. And it was kind of a party. And while he was at it, he would sing them a few songs. And as a result, he was getting songs recorded in Nashville. And Chet Atkins recorded some of them, like Miller's Cave. And so Chet eventually hired him, and he was also kind of keeping his ears open for somebody new, and a person, Jack Johnson, came to him with some tapes of a singer named Charlie Pride, and Jack liked his voice, and Jack Johnson said, well, there's just one hitch here. Charlie is black, and Jack Clement took that as a plus. He thought, well, this is a great opportunity here, and let's see what'll happen. And he brought this to Chet Atkins, and he did the same thing. Let Chet listen to, he demoed some songs with Charlie, and Chet listened to them, and he liked them. And then Jack said, well, there's just one hitch here. Charlie is black. And Chet said, I don't care what color he is. Let's give it a shot. And that was very groundbreaking for both men. So here is a great cut from that collection of stuff that Jack did with him. He did about 13 albums in all. Is Anybody Going to San Antonio?
Rain dripping off the brim of my hat. Sure is cold today. Here I am walking down 66. Wish she hadn't done me that way. Sleeping under a table in a roadside park. A man could wake up dead. But it sure seems warmer than it did. Sleeping in our king-sized bed. Is anybody going to San Antonio or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her. Wind whipping down the neck of my shirt like I ain't got nothing on. But I'd rather fight the wind and rain than what I've been fighting at home. Yonder comes a truck with the U.S. mail. People writing letters back home.
Tomorrow she'll probably want me back, but I'll still be just as gone. Is anybody going to San Antonio or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her.
What a great record, Charlie Pride, Anybody Going to San Antone. And I just want to mention a couple of things about that record that just jump out at me. Well, of course, when it first starts, it just comes, these fiddles are playing, and then he has these voices in the background, and he liked the sound of just people saying ah and ooh and things like that. And there's a real grounded bass line in this song. And the whole production, to me, is just a gem. And, of course, I've learned this after the fact. I've studied a lot of this stuff as a result of being around Jack. And all the Charlie Pride stuff was done live. All those singers, all those players, and Charlie Pride were doing it live. And those vocals are live. There's no digital fixes here. This is a performance, and that's what Jack liked. And his records have that energy. Here's another record that he's famous for. He and Johnny Cash, of course, became lifelong friends. And Johnny was on Columbia Records. After he left Sun, and he asked Jack to come up. Jack still hadn't moved to Nashville, and he asked him to come up and supervise this session on the song Ring of Fire.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Another great classic recording that Jack Clement really had a big hand in. He played rhythm guitar on that, and Johnny had had a dream about those horns, but it was up to Jack to translate the dream, and he just walked over to the horn players and said, "Do this, bop, 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 bop," and it was simple and very effective. That's kind of one of his hallmarks, I think. He had this simplicity about his music, but he also had, it sounded different. It wasn't just like everybody else's. And by the time I came along, 1976, this was April of 76 that I met him. And just before that, almost simultaneously, he had produced an album with Waylon Jennings. And it had a very different sound to it. And here's a song that Jack wrote about himself that Waylon did. "Let's All Help the Cowboys Sing the Blues."
Cowboys, they are ladies' men, all right. They love them up and talk them up all night. But they're lonely when there's nothing else to do. And that's what makes the cowboys sing the blues. He does a little Shakespeare and he sings. Plays the mandolin and other things. He looks for love, beauty, and IQ. And that's what makes the cowboys sing the blues.
Cowboys have to fall in love, get hurt, and all that bit. Let their hearts hang out so they can write you all a hit. So ladies, if they ask you, don't refuse. Let's all help the cowboys sing the blues.
Cowboys, they don't ever understand this thing between a woman and a man, until they find the one they always lose. That's what makes the cowboys sing the blues. A cowboy takes his lonely pen in hand, tries to make somebody understand. But she has ears to hear a different tune. And that's what makes the cowboys sing the blues.
Cowboys have to fall in love, get hurt and all that bit. Let their hearts hang out so they can write you all a hit. So they ask you, don't refuse. Let's all help the cowboys sing the blues. Let's all help the cowboys sing the blues.
Waylon Jennings with Jack Clements. Let's All Help the Cowboys Sing the Blues. And Jack was singing the harmony on there, playing the guitar. And he had recorded that just a few months before I was there in Nashville in the building that I was now in, Jack's Tracks. He'd recorded it downstairs. And I don't think I can really convey my feeling at this time here I was in this room with this man who was waltzing around, singing my song, calling people up to come over and hear it. And I was in the presence of this person who had done all this work that I just loved. This was a new sound. Waylon Jennings, this was a very acoustic sound that Jack was coming into at this point, and it was very different. And let's hear another song from that album. It was the title of the song, and it was written by Alan Reynolds. And I'll tell you a little bit more about Alan in just a minute, but this is his song, Dreaming My Dreams.
I hope that I won't be that wrong anymore. And maybe I've learned this time. I hope that I find what I'm reaching for, the way that it is in my mind. Someday I'll get over you. I'll live to see it all through, but I'll always miss dreaming my dreams with you. But I won't let it change me, not if I can. I'd rather believe in love and give it away as much as I can to those that I'm fondest of. Someday I'll get over you. I'll live to see it all through, but I'll always miss dreaming my dreams with you.
Oh, there goes Waylon Jennings with Alan Reynolds' Dreaming My Dreams, produced by Jack Clement. That's the title of the album. This was Waylon Jennings' first gold album. And it's a very personal album. When you listen to this music, this is very personal. It's very close to you. Nobody's blaring stuff at you. And I think that's what set it apart at the time. And this was part of a sound that was being created around Jack at the time. And a very important person in that creation was Alan Reynolds with his songs. And he was also starting to produce records himself. And the singer he was starting out with was Don Williams, who'd been in the Pozo Seco Singers. Albert Grossman had managed them once, and he had told me about Don Williams and thought that I would like his music. And then this record came out just that year, 1975, of Don Williams. It was called Volume 1, and here's one of Alan's songs on it. I Recall a Gypsy Woman.
Silver coins that jingle jangle, fancy shoes that dance in time. Oh, the secrets of her dark eyes, they did sing a gypsy rhyme. yellow clover, entangled blossoms in a meadow silky green, where she held me to her bosom, just a boy of 17. I recall a gypsy woman, silver spangles in her eyes, ivory skin against the moonlight, and the taste of life's sweet wine. Soft breezes blow from fragrant meadows, stir the darkness in my mind. Oh, gentle woman, you sleep beside me, and little know who haunts my mind. Gypsy lady, I hear your laughter, and it dances in my head, while my tender wife and babies slumber softly in their beds. I recall a gypsy woman, silver spangles in her eyes, ivory skin against the moonlight, and the taste of life's sweet wine.
Don Williams there with Alan Reynolds and Bob McDill's I Recall a Gypsy Woman. Bob McDill had come from Beaumont, and when Jack went to Beaumont, Alan had met Dickie Lee and Alan Reynolds in Memphis, and they followed him to Beaumont, and then Bob McDill joined them, and all of them came up to Nashville and found success as songwriters. And then Alan started producing these records, and you can hear this is such a personal music, and it's something that really spoke to me as soon as I heard it. I said, this is close to what I like, and it's a mixture of folk music and a little, not on that particular record, but there is an acoustic instruments that come out of the bluegrass tradition. And that side of country music, which a lot of people had forgotten about, and Jack Clement and Alan Reynolds had not forgotten about it and were starting to make it work very successfully, as far as these records were very successful. People listened to them on the radio over and over again. And here's one of the most successful of those songs, Amanda.
I've held it all inward, Lord knows I've tried. It's an awful awakening in a country boy's life, to look in the mirror in total surprise at the hair on your shoulders and the age in your eyes. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made you Well, I measure people don't understand the pleasures of life in a hillbilly band. I got my first guitar when I was 14. Now I'm crowd 30, still wearing jeans. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife.
Record too. You can tell, friends, that I love all of this music. It just spoke to me. And that was Don Williams, of course, in his very early recordings, and Alan Reynolds producing them. That was a Bob McDill song. And all the voices on it, the instrument, letting the dobro and the harmonica and things, these instruments are just beautifully placed around the song, and I think I was responding to that. At any rate, this was the world I was coming into and being tossed into, really. I had just arrived, and I met Alan Reynolds this day as well. He was in the building, and he was in the process of buying that studio from Jack, and starting to produce Crystal Gayle's records. And this was really something. And I didn't have to explain myself to Jack, because he had been in Boston back in the 50s. He understood there was this country music scene. He also knew about the folk music scene. And he liked me also, because I had a master's degree in classics from Harvard. He liked odd people, and I certainly qualified. And so he took me in. He had me send the master tape of Only the Best down to him, and he mixed it, added a couple of instruments, added two great fiddle players, Vassar Clements and Jimmy Buchanan, to it. And for nothing. He never asked a penny in return. So after about 3 months, I said, I think I'll just go down there and see what happens. And that was the big move. In June of 76, I went down to Nashville. I found myself an apartment, and I was determined to stay. I had to come back up to New England all summer long to play gigs, to pay the rent. And by the fall, I was beginning to wonder how this was going to work. Jack himself had gone through a pile of money making a movie that he always wanted to make, and he didn't have much going for him, in fact. But in the fall, I walked over to his house and walked in the front door, and there was a band set up in the front room, and this was the beginning of what he called Cowboys Ragtime Band. And there was, he asked me to go get my guitar, and I played along that afternoon with the other four guys, bass and drums, rhythm, electric guitar, and myself, and keyboard, and then Jack. So we played songs that afternoon. He brought me into his office at the end of the day, and he said, well, you're going to be my rhythm guitar player. I'll pay you $250 a week. We rehearse every day from 10 to 4. I'll pay you, and I'll provide lunch. So that kept me in Nashville. And within a few months, we added some horns to the group, and we played at George Jones's club down in Nashville. And then we went in to record an album that Jack had gotten a contract for. And this is the first song we recorded, a Billy Joe Schaefer song, Just 'Cause You Asked Me To.
Long ago and far away, in my old common labor shoes, I turned the world all the way just because you asked me to. Like unto no other field, simple love is simple truth. There ain't no end to what I do just because you asked me to. So let the world call me a fool, but if things are right with me and you, that's all that matters that I'll do anything you ask me to.
There he goes. There was Jack Clement himself with Billy Joe Schaefer's song, Just 'Cause You Asked Me To. At some point, just Jack and this bass player, Rachel Peer, and I went over to another studio. Jack he had sold both of his studios at this point, and so we were using other people's studios until he got one built in his own house. But we went over to record this song that Alan Reynolds and Bob McDill had written about Jack, called We Must Believe in Magic, which was pretty much the theme song of this group of people that I'd fallen in with. And I'll tell you a story about it after we hear the song.
Matt is the captain of Alpha Centauri. We must be out of our minds. Though we are shipmates and bound for tomorrow, everyone here's flying blind. We must believe in magic. We must believe in the guiding hand. 'Cause if you believe in magic, you have the universe at your command. Matt is the crew bound for Alpha Centauri. Dreamers and poets and clowns. The ship bound for Alpha Centauri, and nothing can turn it around. But we must believe in magic. We must believe in the guiding hand. 'Cause if you believe in magic, you have the universe at your command. Thank you.
must believe in magic. We must believe in the guiding hand. Cause if you believe in magic, you have the universe at your command. Da da da.
They go off into outer space. Mad is the captain. And Jack did have a reputation in Nashville as being a bit of a madman. And he could be a bit outrageous if he didn't care for he really didn't care for executives of record companies much. And when he encountered them out in public, he sometimes did things that didn't endear him to them. And as a result, he didn't get into the Country Music Hall of Fame until this past year, just a couple of months before he died. He ruffled a few feathers, but no one could deny the music and what he achieved. And that was, you know, you just couldn't argue with that. And here's when we first were doing this recording of his album, which was just a few months after I had come to Nashville. All of a sudden, I was in a recording session with Jack Clement. And in my mind, this song, I don't think I've ever played on a better record. There's something about it that is quite magical. And I apologize for the quality of these particular recordings of Jack's, because this album is no longer available. And this is a copy of a copy. But I had to, I think you can hear it, even if the fidelity isn't the highest. But listen to this. This is When I Dream.
I could have a mansion that is higher than the trees. I could have all the gifts I want and never ask please. I can fly to Paris. Oh, that's at my beck and call. So why do I go through life with nothing at all? But when I dream, I I can be the singer or the clown in every room. I can even call someone to take me to the moon. I can put my makeup on and drive the crowd insane. I can go to bed alone and never know.
Well, you can't beat that. As far as I'm concerned, Jack Clement just has such a beautiful way of expressing emotion without going over the top with it. It's all there, right in front of you. Very personal music. And I was playing the rhythm guitar on that cut, and you just didn't want to do anything to break that spell. That was one of the great lessons I learned from him, among many. So he gave me a great opportunity as time went on and to take advantage of the studio, which he did build, and the musicians that he gathered around him. And he encouraged me to start doing my own stuff. And I'll just go out, we'll end the program with this version of the song that I'd recorded with Bill Keith, the Rolling Stones song, No Expectations. Said in radio, that's it for us this week, friends and neighbors. The old clock on the wall has caught up with us once again. Thanks for listening. Thank Royalton Community Radio for making it all possible here in South Royalton, Vermont. This is Jim Rooney. I'm in it for the long run. I'll see you next time.